Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Union Pacific Corporation, ticker UNP, one of the giants in the railroad industry. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and much more. Let's get started. So, what's the big picture with Union Pacific? Well, if you've ever seen those massive freight trains rolling across the U.S., there's a good chance they're operated by Union Pacific Railroad, the main subsidiary of Union Pacific Corporation. Based in Omaha, Nebraska, this company has been around since 1862. Yeah, it's got history, and it's a key player in connecting major ports, cities, and industrial hubs across the country. Today, we're going to break down their business, their numbers, and whether this stock is worth your investment dollars. Let's start with a quick profile of Union Pacific. They operate one of the largest railroad networks in the United States, covering 23 states in the western two-thirds of the country. Their tracks connect the West Coast and Gulf Coast ports to the Midwest and Eastern gateways, making them a critical link in the supply chain for everything from agricultural goods to industrial products and consumer goods. With over 30,000 employees and a market cap of around $160 billion, Union Pacific isn't just a railroad company, it's an economic backbone. Their CEO, Vincenzo James Vena, has been steering the ship with a focus on operational efficiency and profitability, which we'll dig into soon. Now let's talk revenue. For the fiscal year 2025, Union Pacific reported total revenue of about $24.5 billion. Breaking it down by segment, their business is split into a few key categories. Bulk freight, which includes things like grain and coal, brought in $7.6 billion. Premium freight, think intermodal containers and automotive, contributed $7 billion. Industrial products, covering chemicals and construction materials, added another $8.6 billion. Then you've got smaller buckets like accessorial revenues at $475 million and other subsidiary revenues at $718 million. Geographically, they've got a slice of international exposure, with $2.9 billion tied to Mexico-related operations. What stands out here is the diversity of their revenue streams. They're not overly reliant on one sector, which helps buffer against economic swings in any single industry. Moving on to earnings, Union Pacific has been posting some solid numbers. In their most recent full-year results for 2025, they reported a net income of $7.4 billion, translating to an earnings per share of $12.01. That's up from $6.75 billion and $11 per share in 2024, showing consistent growth. Their operating income for 2025 hit $9.84 billion, reflecting strong cost management despite inflationary pressures. Over the past few years, EPS has grown steadily from $9.98 in 2021 to over $12 now, which signals that management is delivering value to shareholders. Analysts have been upbeat following their Q1 2026 results, with many raising their forecasts, pointing to Union Pacific's ability to outperform expectations. Let's dive a bit deeper into what's driving these results by looking at insights from their Q2 2025 earnings call. Management highlighted strong financial performance with improvements in operating efficiency, which is a big deal for a capital-intensive business like railroads. They pointed to volume growth in key areas like grain and industrial products, alongside strategic pricing moves that boosted margins. The team also emphasized their focus on network fluidity, basically keeping trains moving smoothly, which has helped cut costs and improve customer satisfaction. Looking ahead, they're optimistic about navigating market challenges while continuing to deliver value, and I think that confidence is a good sign for long-term investors. All right, let's pop open the hood and look at Union Pacific's financial statements. On the income statement side, revenue has hovered around 24 to 25 billion years over the last few years, with gross profit margins sitting at a healthy 45.7% in 2025. Net profit margin is also strong at 29.1%, showing they're keeping a good chunk of what they earn. Switching to the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 stand at $69.7 billion, with cash and equivalents at $1.27 billion. total liabilities are high at $51.2 billion, largely due to debt, but their equity of $18.5 billion keeps the debt-to-equity ratio at a manageable 1.72. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was a robust $9.20 billion, with free cash flow at $5.5 billion after accounting for heavy capital expenditures of $3.79 billion. Railroads aren't cheap to maintain. Overall, these numbers paint a picture of a company with strong cash generation but significant capital needs, which is par for the course in this industry. Now let's tackle valuation. Union Pacific is currently trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of about 20.8 based on trailing 12 months, which is slightly below the industry average of 22.4 for railroads. Their price-to-sales ratio sits at 6.1, reflecting a premium valuation tied to their strong profitability. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of around 20.9 for 2025, trending down to 17.9 by 2027, suggesting the stock might become more attractively priced if earnings growth continues. Dividend yield is also a highlight at 2.18%, well above the broader industrial sector average, and with a 127-year history of payouts, it's a reliable income play. Comparing this to peers, Union Pacific looks reasonably valued, not dirt cheap, but not overblown either, especially given their efficiency and growth trajectory. Let's break down Union Pacific through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer view of their position. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid, strong earnings growth, industry-leading efficiency with a sub-60% operating ratio, and a return on invested capital of 11.7%. Their network is a massive competitive advantage, connecting key U.S. markets and ports. On the weaknesses side, high debt levels are something to watch, as is their reliance on capital-intensive infrastructure that requires constant investment. Opportunities are exciting, growing demand for freight as e-commerce booms, plus potential tailwinds from industrial and manufacturing recovery. Threats include economic slowdowns that could hit freight volumes, regulatory pressures, and competition from trucking and other rail operators. Overall, Union Pacific has a strong foundation, but they're not immune to macro risks. Let's take a look at recent performance on the chart. Over the past week, Union Pacific stock is up 2.01%, and over the last month, it's gained a whopping 20.03%. Zooming out, the three-month performance shows a 20.29% increase, and over 6 months, it's up 17.91%. The one-year return is a bit more modest at 7.45%, but over 5 years, they've delivered a solid 28.66% gain. Compared to the broader industrial sector, which is up 28.29% over 1 year, Union Pacific has lagged a bit recently, but their short-term momentum is strong. From a technical perspective, the stock looks to be in a bullish trend, breaking above key moving averages, which could signal more upside if volume holds. For short-term traders, this might be a stock to watch for a potential continuation, but always keep an eye on broader market conditions. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Union Pacific is fairly priced from a long-term perspective. Using a discounted cash flow model, we can estimate the stock's value based on projected free cash flows and a reasonable discount rate. Union Pacific has been generating consistent free cash flow, $5.5 billion in 2025 alone, with a yield of about 3.7%. Assuming a conservative growth rate for future cash flows and a discount rate of 10%, we can project out a few years to get a sense of what the business might be worth. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes in around $182 based on a standardized DCF model compared to the current market price of about $268. That suggests the stock might be overvalued at the moment by roughly 30 to 40%. Now, this doesn't mean you should sell immediately. DCF is just one tool, and it's sensitive to assumptions like growth rates and discount rates. But it does indicate that at current levels, you might not be getting a bargain. If you're a value investor, you might want to wait for a pullback before jumping in. All right, let's wrap this up. Union Pacific is a powerhouse in the railroad industry with strong financials, a reliable dividend, and a critical role in the U.S. economy. Their recent earnings growth and operational efficiency are impressive, and short-term price momentum looks promising. However, the stock appears a bit pricey based on intrinsic value calculations, and high debt levels plus economic sensitivity are risks to consider. For long-term investors, this could be a great hold if you already own it, especially for that dividend income. If you're looking to buy, I'd watch for a better entry point. What do you think about Union Pacific? Are you bullish or cautious? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.